history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And that caller, Ed in Los Angeles, triggered a flood of email. And in response to his call, I posted to whatreallyhappened.com that wonderful clip from the newsroom about America not being the greatest nation on the world. And it was bang spot on. And I have a couple of quotes for Ed out in Los Angeles. It is the duty of the patriot to protect his country from its government. That's Thomas Paine. Thomas Jefferson opined that dissent is the highest form of patriotism. Mark Twain wrote, "The modern patriotism, the true patriotism, the only rational patriotism is loyalty to the nation all the time and loyalty to the government when it deserves it." Another quote, "It is not the duty of a patriotic American to listen to the government's lies. It is the duty of an American to listen to the government's lies, shout biscuit at the top of their lungs." It's by a certain webmaster living in near Honolulu here. Some of the letter that came here. "The last caller that called you a traitor, what the heck is he smoking? I'll bet money he's sitting at home getting government support, has at least 4 Obama phones, and drinks fluoride by the pitcher. Why show the world how stupid he was?" Another email saying, "Obviously a shimike, not let him get to you. The people of our nations are great, but it's the ruling political class that has risen that are the real traitors. They're all puppets." And it goes on with some names here. Let's see. "I believe that you love your country possibly more deeply than the others who wave flags and follow government right or wrong. To me, the latter are not patriots, they are blind fools." Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Now, getting on back to the situation over in Ukraine, a new breaking story. The Defense Secretary of Great Britain, Philip Hammond, has said that Great Britain will not fight in Ukraine even if Russia invades. They don't want any part of another American war. They're still recovering from the mistakes of getting involved in Afghanistan and Iraq. Going to take another phone call here. Bob in West Virginia. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Bob, are you there? Bob? No, Bob.
Well, here, I was just...
Here you are.
I was turning into the thing. I had to refute that guy that just called you. Only one, somebody that's going to step that far out is a true patriot. That's all I got to say.
Well, I appreciate the kind words here. And yeah, I do consider myself a patriot from a long line of American patriots all the way back to Dr. Josiah Bartlett, who signed the Declaration of Independence to kick out the last tax-happy government that wouldn't listen to the people. And, you know, yeah, obviously this guy's a shill. They're trying to figure out some way they can shut this down. There's an interesting memo that surfaced. You know, they're starting to declassify more and more of the Clinton administration documents to go into his library, like anybody's going to show up. And apparently the Clinton White House was an absolute paranoid frenzy over the fact that the independent media were blown all kinds of government crimes and corruption, including the murder of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster. Gee, I wonder if I had anything to do with that. Anything else, Bob?
No, keep up the good work.
I will, just as long as I can. Thank you very much for the phone call. Now, over in Libya, interesting story. As you're probably already aware, the reason for the invasion of Libya was that Muammar Gaddafi had set up a state-controlled central bank so that the public currency was handled as a public utility. He had introduced a value-based currency called the gold dinar that would circulate through commerce without accruing interest to bankers. And then he'd announced to the world that anybody who wanted to buy Libya's oil had to pay for it with the gold dinar, which, of course, all of this is his right to do. But the U.S. says, no, you can't do that, and they invade Libya. They kill Gaddafi. They tear down the state central bank, put a brand new private central bank in place in Libya, issuing all the public currencies a loan at interest. Nobody even knows where the gold that was supposed to back the gold dinar went to. I'm going to take a wild guess and say it's down in the bowels of the New York Federal Reserve. And, of course, the Libyan people don't like their new U.S. approved puppet regime any more than the people in Afghanistan or Iraq or Ukraine do. And they have been fighting back and gaining ground. This puts the United States in a very awkward position. How do they sell to the American people the need to reinvade Libya a second time? Because Gaddafi's gone, which is what we were all told about. You know, the Libyan people wanted Gaddafi gone. Well, Gaddafi is gone. And now the Libyan people want the U.S. puppet regime gone. And how does the U.S. sell a second invasion of Libya to the American people? And the answer is they can't. So we're getting this sort of hedging and hemming by the U.S. government that the international community will have to intervene in Libya. That if the puppet regime in Tripoli isn't able to get things calmed down in the next couple of months, the international community, meaning U.S. forces with maybe five guys from France and six guys from Belgium and four guys from Micronesia, will intervene in Libya to reassert the empire. The provinces are falling away from the new Roman Empire faster than they can be conquered, and that's exactly what brought the Roman Empire down. The Roman Empire policed the world with all their mighty legions. Then they lost three of them up in Germany. And they no longer had enough legions to maintain control over the whole empire, and those outlying provinces began breaking away. And that's exactly what's happening to the United States. Story out of ActivistPost.com, where the West is hanging a Syrian-style war over Egypt's future. Now, when Mubarak got kicked out, Morsi won the election, went in. Morsi's now been overthrown and kicked out, and the Egyptian people aren't happy with their new U.S.-approved puppet government. Very odd, bizarre comment from John Kerry. This is being reported over at rawstory.com. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Israel risks becoming an apartheid state. Risks becoming? They've been an apartheid state all along. They openly discriminate against non-Jews, especially the Arab Muslims. They even discriminate against the black Jews coming up from Africa. They have color-coded license plates, which are used to give preferential treatment to Jews going through checkpoints and police barricades. It's already an apartheid state. And Kerry is just now figuring that out. And it gets even more bizarre than that. Apparently, there's a congressional candidate down in Texas, Alan Levine, who wants to break off the southern tip of Texas and create a new Israel out of it. Now, remember how well relinquishing a small piece of land worked out for the Palestinians before you start going along with this guy. Because that's how Israel was founded. The United Nations said to Palestine, we need a little bit of land for the state of Israel. And Palestine said, yeah, okay, sure. And ever since then, Israel's been saying, there's no such thing as Palestine. It's all ours. And this guy running for the United States Congress wants to break off part of Texas and create a new Israel. Because apparently nobody really wants to live in the current one. Because it's a huge mess over there. Now, over in Afghanistan, there's yet another financial scandal going on. Apparently, two-thirds of the Afghanistan reconstruction money has gone to DynCorp International, which has a horrible history of overpricing contracts and not delivering, kind of like the company that did the Obamacare website. And the Project on Government Oversight notes that DynCorp's colorful history includes labor smuggling, weak performance, overpayments on base support service contract, botched construction work on an Afghan army garrison, and lawsuits after lawsuits filed by subcontractors. And yet they're getting the lion's share of your tax money. We'll be right back.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health. The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the email is continuing to pour in regarding Ed in Los Angeles accusing me of being a traitor. One response here, you're not a traitor at all. I seriously think your caller Ed from a moment ago is. Actually, what Ed is, he's not a traitor. Stalin had the perfect description for people like Ed in Los Angeles. He called them useful idiots. People who would just automatically believe the government propaganda and do as they were told, and Stalin called them all useful idiots, and I think that's a perfect term. Another email here with a very interesting quote. I'm sick and tired of people who say that if you debate and disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. We need to stand up and say we're Americans, and we have the right to debate and disagree with any administration. Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, getting on to Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. As you know, this week, the first official preliminary report on Flight 370 is going to be issued by the Malaysian government. Much of it has already been leaked, including the confirmation that Malaysian military radar tracked Flight 370 flying west. And this corroborates the eyewitnesses on the ground who saw the plane fly over at a low altitude. It corroborates the story that the co-pilots cell phone briefly connected with a cell tower in Penang, again heading west as the plane flew over. But we're seeing this interesting story over at CBS News, how the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 search area in the South Indian Ocean off the coast of Australia is being expanded, and it may take months and months to search over there. It's misdirection. Like any magician would use, look at the girl in the skimpy clothing so you don't see me stuffing the bunny in the hat. And this is all coming out of the White House. Just think, crashed at sea in the South, crashed at sea in the South, crashed at sea in the South. And don't even think about the eyewitnesses who saw the plane flying west. Or the military radar that tracked the plane flying west. or the co-pilot's cell phone connecting with a cell tower. And don't think about those four emergency beacons, which trigger automatically if they detect excessive G-forces or water, not sending a signal indicating either a crash or a water landing, meaning the plane landed somewhere safely to the west. Don't think about any of that stuff. If you're a loyal, patriotic American like Ed in Los Angeles, you'll just keep thinking, crashed at sea in the south, crashed at sea in the south, crashed at sea in the south. Man, they're laying it on thick with the trowel here. So again, Prime Minister of Malaysia is now confirming that yes, their military radar did track that plane flying to the west. Now, we link to a very interesting video over at whatreallyhappened.com, and it's a video of an F-16 converted to be a drone. And it's they have this video, they've got an F-16, one of the older ones, and the pilot's in there flipping all the switches. Then the pilot gets out, and the plane takes off and goes through a mission, aerobatics, comes back and lands. So this is more confirmation that systems do exist to control planes in the air without pilot control. Remember Rabbi Dov Zakheim? He was the comptroller of the Pentagon when 9/11 happened. Before he was appointed to that position by George Bush, he ran a company that made these flight control systems for aircraft. And so now we have a question. It's a demonstration. These systems do exist to take control of an aircraft, take it away from the pilot, and follow either a pre-programmed or remotely controlled set of orders from somebody else. Was this done to Malaysian Flight 370? Was this done to American Flight 77? Or American Airlines Flight 11 and United Airlines Flight 175? Was United Airlines Flight 93 also under remote control, and did the crew succeed in regaining control of the aircraft, necessitating that it be shot down to protect the false flag hoax of 9/11? Now, turning over to Boston, we are now getting confirmation that Tamerlan Tsarnaev was being pressured by the FBI to become an informant. Now, the FBI is saying, no, they never did that, and he wasn't an informant, but you know, this is the FBI. It's not like we can expect anything from them that's going to be the truth. So was Tamerlan, who basically, if you look at the video of the Boston bombing, Tamerlan was in the lead. He just had his younger brother along with him. And they were both wearing gray backpacks. And videos and photos show them leaving the scene of the bombing still wearing the backpacks. Meanwhile, the photograph of the exploded bomb shows it's in a black backpack with this little white patch on the top that exactly matches the backpacks that were all being carried by these guys with khaki pants and black jackets that are thought to have been Blackwater or some other kind of a covert team. And this is a little warning to all of you out there who may be FBI informants. Don't think the FBI will take care of you. If they need a bloody body for a false flag attack, you may be it. Very easily could be it. Now, turning to the economy, story over at ProfitConfidential.com, the U.S. economy could enter a recession in the next year. And basically, they're going from the technical definition of recession, which means the gross domestic product of the United States declines for two consecutive quarters. And right now they're pointing to America's consumer spending, which is absolutely cratering. The money junkies and the war machine have taken so much money away from us, we don't have anything out here. And it's triggered what they're calling the retail closure tsunami of stores just closing across the United States because they can't stay in business any longer. And consumer spending, you know, back in before this whole disaster, consumer spending drove the U.S. economy. Even as late as 2013, it accounted for 70% of the gross domestic product. But it's already declined this year by 3.23%. And that lack of consumer spending may drag the country back into a recession. And I'll tell you why we're in this mess. Everybody on Wall Street, everybody in Washington, D.C. is thinking about how to increase the flow of money into their own pocket. Higher prices, higher taxes, higher fees, higher whatever. Nobody on Wall Street, nobody in Washington, D.C. is thinking about how do we set up the economy so that working people can earn enough wages and salaries to front-load the system. And that's why it's failing. You can't run an economy just sucking wealth out of the people and putting it into the pockets of the rich and powerful unless somebody somewhere is working to put that money back into the pockets of the working people to begin with. And that is why this system is failing. They can't get any more money out of the working people of the United States of America. They're no longer able to get as much money from the working people of planet Earth because nations are turning away from the dollar. They're dropping Bretton Woods. They're dropping the petrodollar. They're bypassing it all. And all the people in Wall Street and Washington, D.C. can think about is, oh, I got to grab as much as I can now, put it in my pocket before the whole thing falls apart. Remember that slogan we have on one of our coffee mugs over at the store. The last official act of any government is to loot the nation, and that's what's going on right now. Story coming out of 12160, and talking about an interview between Lars Schall and William S. Kay, who's the senior managing director of the Pacific Alliance Companies in Hong Kong, basically saying the gold rigging that's been going on is being done by J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and the Federal Reserve. And they're doing it to keep people in the paper, whether it's your savings account or your stock portfolio, because that's the only way they can continue this flawed system. And it is a Ponzi scheme, and all collapse. This one's on its way. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. I know we got a caller on the line, and we're going to get to that caller as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
To panic. Sheer terror.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we got a bunch of callers on the line. Obi in Colorado. Aloha, Obi. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Michael. I wanted to make a comment on who I think the real traitors are in this country. And it's the moneyed, greedy elite and the bought and paid for politicians who have gotten rid of all of our manufacturing, because the American people are still good, hardworking people, but they don't have any manufacturing jobs anymore because everything can be made cheaper in China or Mexico because these greedy people don't want to pay people here a living wage.
Well, we understand that corporations are answerable to their investors, and we expect corporations to try and keep their cost of production as low as possible. The fault lies squarely with the U.S. federal government, which was originally envisioned by the founding fathers as being an arbiter between the greed of the ultra wealthy and what was good for the nation as a whole. And our government doesn't do that anymore. Our government has sidled on over, and they're all buddy-buddy with the money junkies, which is the classic definition of a fascist economic dictatorship.
Right, and Harry Reid is a perfect example of the greed and corruption in Washington, D.C. He's a traitor, you know. John McCain
is a
traitor.
Well, I think at this point they're all traitors to the Constitution, and that's why this is not a legitimate government. The government of the United States of America is legitimate and legal only when it complies with that Constitution. And certainly I would hold that the Constitution does not authorize the government to lie to us and propagandize us, and that's another reason to question its legitimacy.
Right, and the United States is going to find itself more and more isolated as Britain is not going to help in Ukraine. And when that happens, the United States government's going to turn on its own people, and I hate to say it, then we're going to have a civil war here in this country.
Well, this government has already turned on the American people, and they're already preparing for that civil war, sadly. But the good news is most of the people in the federal government who are being given these new guns and tons of ammunition, they're not going to risk their lives manning the barricades against an enraged American populace to protect their bosses. And I think probably what's going to happen, we saw this happening in Ukraine, when it reaches that point, I think most federal government workers are just going to say, this is not what I signed up for, and they'll drop their guns and they'll run like heck. And I think that's why Eric Holder is talking about using drone strikes here in the United States of America, because, you know, they're going to wage a war of terror from over our heads to keep the slaves obedient and in their position. But at this point, I think Americans need to wake up and realize the federal government has delegitimized itself by exceeding its constitutional authority. It's delegitimized itself by lying to us all the time. And, you know, once we recognize that we don't have a legal, legitimate federal government, then people will start thinking about ways to basically get a new government in here that will play by the rules that they're supposed to play by.
Well, I said what I wanted to say, Michael, and I just wanted to point out who the real traitors are, and I don't believe it is you.
Well, thank you very much. No, I do see myself as a patriot. You know, I'm not giving aid and comfort to an enemy in time of war. You know, certainly right now we're in a war between the American people and the government, and I'm certainly not giving aid and comfort to the government.
Right, and neither am I. I've been a patriot since the early 80s, and, you know, it to me, we need the change in Washington, D.C., and, you know, I just, they're the traitors, not you. And I'll leave
well,
it at that, and I'll
much.
Let you go.
Thank you very, very much there. We're going to switch over to Todd in California. Aloha, Todd. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing? Hey, I just want to kind of give my what my father used to tell me. We lived in Palmdale, California, back in the late 70s, and my dad worked at Lockheed, specifically on the L-1011, and he used to come home and just brag how sophisticated that thing was. The pilot could just basically pick an airport, and the thing would damn near fly itself there. So they had that technology a long time ago. That's
well,
just what
they,
I
they certainly had. I mean, they've been working on remote control for aircraft even all the way back in World War II. But the issue is to basically get it out there that this technology does exist and may explain bizarre aircraft behavior, whether it's Flight 370 or all those aircraft on 9/11, because one of the eyewitnesses to the plane that hit the Pentagon was close enough where he said he could see the flight crew through the cockpit windows, and they appeared to be struggling with the controls.
Yeah, this technology's been out there for a long time. That's just my point. It really has.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot, Todd. We're going to switch over to Neil in Boston. Aloha, Neil. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Great to talk to you. I'm calling because YouTube took down Stefan Molyneux's channel today.
What do you think that they found offensive over there?
I have no idea. On my my email, my last, well, but I don't know. I didn't see the video, but he's definitely not the kind of guy who, you know, would violate any kind of anything.
Well,
so it's just shocking.
There's a lot of censorship going on. And, you know, pretty much all the videos we put up from What Really Happened are music videos around Claire's music. And they're certainly not offensive in any way, but we've caught YouTube reducing the number of views. At one point in times of war was way up there, and then all of a sudden it, you know, got about 90% of its views got shaved off. So, you know, the problem that we all face, of course, is the other side loves to play dirty and thinks it's their divine right to play dirty. And you're all supposed to follow the rules, and we don't have to follow the rules, which is what makes us greater than you. All righty, Neil, I'm going to let you go here. The phone lines are really loading up here. Norm in Georgia. Aloha, Norm. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind today?
Yes, Mike. How are you today?
Doing fine.
Basically, what I wanted to address was the fact that I'm very thankful that, you know, RBN is out there informing the public of the true state of affairs in this country. And I believe until, you know, the majority of most Americans wake up, like Ed in California that, you know, called in and said that you were a traitor, until most Americans wake up like him and get their head out of the sand, this government is going to keep doing what they've been doing for decades. And
well, the trend is very much toward the American people waking up right now. I mean, the polls are showing that public trust and confidence in the Congress and the White House are at an all-time low. Audience numbers for the corporate news media continue to be in major, major decline. The numbers in the independent media and the blogs are going up. We are, in fact, winning the war for the minds of America. And, you know, at some point, we're going to have 330 million Americans who are simply saying, I have no reason at all to listen to this federal government any longer, and certainly not to pay their bills, and certainly not to sacrifice the lives of my children in yet another war for the private central bankers.
Yeah, and then, you know, a question that I've got to you is, if this situation in Ukraine does get to a point where Putin does you know, take over some more of the cities in Ukraine. The question is our government actually going to go to war with Russia, over Ukraine? Do you think that'll happen?
No, no, no. The United States government is going to go to war with Russia over the threat of the ruble displacing the U.S. dollar in international trade and banking. Same reason that Obama's over there in his Asia pivot making a stink face at China, because the yuan is coming on very, very strong. Right now, the United States government and its financial system cannot survive without that Bretton Woods piece of the action pouring in. And that's what these wars are really all about. As a matter of fact, Putin is playing it very calm and very cool. He's not letting himself get provoked, and the U.S. is just going to keep ramping up the provocations until Russia does something. Then the American media will say, oh, they're the bad guys. They did all of this. And again, we're seeing the New York Times just got humiliated with this attempt to claim that Russian troops were already on the ground in Ukraine, and that one fell apart. And it is amazing how the top management of the corporate news media and our top advisors in Washington, D.C. still don't seem to grasp the reality of propaganda not really working in the age of the Internet.
Well, here is what I'm wondering. Is the U.S. government, wrapping up this aggression because of the fact that there's been some agreements between Russia and China to do economic trade, not with the dollar?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. I mean, China now has direct currency exchange treaties with 8 different nations where they're swapping their currencies back and forth without going through the dollar. That means the Federal Reserve doesn't get their piece of the action of that commerce. There is now a direct yuan exchange in London, and I'm sure the U.S. government is calling up Great Britain and saying, what are you doing over there? Venezuela is still selling their oil to China for the yuan because they know they can take the yuan back to China and get nicely manufactured goods and help the agriculture, and that's why the U.S. is trying to overthrow Venezuela now. Okay,
yeah,
We got to take a break for commercials. Norm, I'm going to let you go. David in Boston, I'm going to take your call as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American...
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Into. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy, but I must admit lately I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. They are really lighting up here. David in Boston. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Michael. Hey, Michael, I wanted to get to the canonization of Pope John Paul II yesterday. But, hey, I just want to quickly say, I guess I was nodding off when that guy called in imputing your patriotism and everything. But I say, what does Revere and Rivero have in common?
Well, they're only both, that my ancestor was drinking buddies with him.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're both patriots. Rivera and Rivero, they're both patriots, Michael. Yeah, you're a great patriot, Michael. It's there's no question about it. I haven't the slightest doubt. But, Michael, a lot of the disaffected Roman Catholics here in Boston, and you know, as you know, Michael, Boston was ground zero of the global pedophile scandal in the Roman Catholic Church.
I actually hadn't known that, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that Cardinal Bernard Law, he was, you know, he was relieved of his duties because he was all heavily involved in the cover-up. But anyways, a lot of the disaffected Catholics in Boston, they believe that this rush to sainthood, to Pope John Paul, is part of the pedophile cover-up. And Pope Benedict XVI beatified Pope John Paul II. It was the first time in history that a pope ever beatified a pope was ever beatified by his immediate successor. Pope John Paul, Michael, he wasn't just Pope, of course, as you well know. He wasn't just Pope for a year or two. He was Pope for over 25 years. And the Vatican is known for having the best intelligence in the world, because there's Catholics all over the world, boots on the ground, real human intelligence. Sometimes they say the Mossad, CIA, and KGB is even envious of the intelligence that the Vatican has. You know, they don't rely on satellites, electronic innocence. They have boots on the ground, human intelligence all around the world. So either Pope John Paul II knew about the pedophile scandal, or he didn't know about it. And I believe he did know about it, and so anyway, this is what my suggestion is, Michael, and tell me if you can go along with this. And it's my suggestion to Pope Francis. As you know, Michael, I think you're from a Catholic background, Michael, and as you know, the Catholic Church has patron saints for all vocations and all walks of life. They have a patron saint. So my suggestion to Pope Francis is, now that he's canonized Pope John Paul II, I hope Pope Francis, and I pray that Pope Francis will make our Pope John Paul II the patron saint of pedophiles.
Well, could very well be here. And just to clarify, my father was Catholic. I was raised Congregationalist. It didn't stick anyway. But, you know, there may be a more pragmatic reason why they have the two living popes carry out two sainthoods today. It's merchandising. It's merchandising, because now all the Catholics around the world are going to have another medal and another statue and another candle for them to buy. And with the Roman Catholic Church finances being savaged by all the pedophile lawsuits, they probably just needed a new source of cash. And so creating a couple of new saints, that's going to boost sales at all those stores.
Yeah. Yeah, right, Michael. Yeah, so anyways, Michael, I guess I'll just thank you for taking my call, Michael, and I love your show, Michael, and as I say, nobody has the slightest doubt about your patriotism, Michael. We wonder about Alex Jones, but we don't wonder about Michael Rivero.
Now, Alex here. David, let's go here and switch to Art Off the Grid. Art, aloha, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike, first of all, that clown needs to learn the definition of patriotism. But on the issue of remote control planes, two examples if anybody doesn't believe this is true. December 1st, 1984, Boeing 720 flown remotely takes off from Edwards Air Force Base. It's flown for 16 minutes, 22 seconds, including 10 takeoffs, 69 approaches, 13 landings before it crashed for fuel research. And on February 28, 1998, the Global Hawk, Raytheon's unmanned, fully remote control plane, makes its first flight out of Edwards Air Force Base, California, at an altitude of 32,000 feet, which is the exact same cruising altitude of commercial aircraft. And lo and behold, 2.5 years later, September 11th.
Well, and you know, nobody's arguing that the technology's been around, and I put up that video of the F-16 basically to reinforce the idea that these systems exist to be put into aircraft that normally are flown by human pilots in order to basically render them controllable by pre-programmed instructions or by communication from outside. And it's certainly a legitimate question to ask if Flight 370, if the flight deck crew were not all part of some grand conspiracy, if the flight deck crew were themselves the victims of a remotely controlled hijacking.
Well, let's also not forget, too, that there were at least three previous events taking place at the Pentagon where they went over the possibility of crashing planes into buildings, hijacking them and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And isn't it interesting that the supposed pilot of the plane that supposedly hit the Pentagon just happened to be the chief pilot on one of those exercises back in, what was that, 1992?
Well, that's an interesting little link on that one. But, you know, at this point, I think, without going into the fine points and details, I think most Americans have come to understand that a lot of what we're told by the government and the corporate media is, in fact, a complete fraud. It's a complete lie. And that's really all we need to agree on before deciding what do we do next.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
hey, Mike,
well,
thanks a lot.
You got it, Art. We're going to let you go. Switch over to Mike in Minnesota. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. As far as down on 5 points or whatever, but you mentioned earlier some guy had said that he saw the pilot struggling with the aircraft before it hit the Pentagon.
Yes.
Well, considering that the flight controls are far below the window, the tiny windows that they have on jet aircraft, and the thing's going probably at least 300 miles an hour, how the hell did that happen?
Well, what he was saying is he could see you know, the head and, you know, the head of the pilot appearing to be, you know, just going back and forth.
At hundreds of miles an hour.
Yeah.
Aircraft. I mean, that's, you got, I can't imagine anybody with eyesight that good. I mean, because
well, when I was younger, my eyesight was that good, you know. Again, you know, as it flashes on by, and he's, you know, he's got enough time to see that. I don't know what the actual approach speed to the Pentagon was. I'll have to look that up. But again, we have the situation with Flight 93, which was apparently, according to reports that were documented in the Nodet Brothers documentary on 9/11, that plane was supposed to hit Building Number 7, and apparently something went wrong. Meaning that if it was in fact under remote control, the flight crew managed to disconnect that remote control system and regain control of their aircraft. And at that point, of course, it had to be shot down because the facts on the airplane didn't match the official story. And that's why Flight 93 was actually spread across 8 miles of countryside. It didn't impact the ground in one piece. Mike, gotta let you go. We're gonna try and get one more phone call in here before the top of the commercial break. Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to add something to what Art was talking about. You remember Joe Kennedy with that experimental plane that was loaded with bombs to, you know, fly into some bunker where Hitler had, I don't know, like missiles coming out of
yeah.
it or something?
Yeah, that's another story. Those were basically very simple systems where they had something like a modern RC control plane and a TV video camera with which to aim it. And the controller had to fly in another plane above and behind it because it had very limited range.
Well, do you also remember that Nikolai Tesla, I think it was just at the turn of the century, also had a remote control boat that he sailed around in New York Harbor or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that was one of the pieces of evidence cited in declaring that Nikola Tesla actually invented radio and Marconi stole his patented ideas. We have to take a break for our top of the hour information and commercials, and we will be back with hour number three.
Financial.